This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was on KABC Radio this morning with John Phillips and Jillian Barbary, John and Jillian Show. And one story they wanted me to talk about is this headline on people avoiding soap and cleaning themselves to the religious degree that we normally do, and they claim they don't stink. And, you know, when I heard that, my first thought was, well, you know, people are lying to them. You know, I mean, you know how many times I'd be like, you know, okay, you know, do I smell my underarm? And, you know, my friends are like, well, do I have to? I'm like, yeah, tell me if I stink. And they're like, no, you don't. Because they really don't want to have their nose and face up in there, right? So my worry is even if I do stink, nobody's really going to tell me. And so when you hear these people say, I don't wash, I don't use soap, I don't, and I'm good, I don't stink, I would venture to say people are lying to you. But this is a very, very interesting topic, okay? There are people out there, a lot of them. Does Matt McConaughey not wear deodorant? There's a lot of people out there that want to be all natural. And they want their bodies skin flora or skin microbiome to do what it's supposed to. And when I was in medical school, we were fascinated by how brilliant a machine the body is. And I'm sorry, I have to look at the body as a machine. I understand it better. And it is a really well-oiled machine. And you have on your skin bacteria that you have like zillions of bacteria on your skin. Your skin's not sterile. And that bacteria keeps other pathogens away. You know, we talk about the nose. There's staph bacteria in the nose that naturally can colonate there. And they have a job. We've talked about, when we talked about women and douching and things like that, it's not recommended because there's certain bacteria that reside there that's supposed to protect a pregnancy. So we know that our bodies build up an army to protect against other pathogens and other things. We sweat. Why do we sweat? Well, we sweat to cool our body down. Alright, and also sweating is another way to get rid of pathogens. Sweat is a defense mechanism. So, I'm not saying these people are right, but there is an argument that if we do too much to our bodies, could we be interfering with a very significant component of our immune system? So, I guess there's companies out there where you could buy, not BO, but you could buy like microbiome. You could buy like sprays. You know how people are taking probiotics for their guts? So I think there's things out there that you could spray on your body. There's also soaps and things like that that people could buy. Deodorant. People are worried about deodorant and aluminum. I keep getting asked, does aluminum deodorant cause breast cancer? We don't have a lot of definitive studies, but a lot of women that have had breast cancer avoid the aluminum. They're like, I'm just not even going to mess with it. And we do absorb a lot. Remember, our skin is porous. And again, I don't want to say I agree with these people because I love showers. I love showers. But you know, we do put a crap load of chemicals on. You know, I've you know, kind of reiterated my day. I wake up, right, I go to the bathroom, and my toilet paper is unscented. I think they used to have a scented toilet paper. I don't really see how that works, okay? So unscented toilet paper is fine. But use toilet paper, so you're still being exposed to fibers and whatever chemicals are in the toilet paper, right? And then I could skip toilet paper, but no. You could pee in the shower and skip the toilet paper. You could pee in the shower. But then I take a shower and I have my soap And, you know, if I wash my hair that day, I have, have a whole bunch of products I use for my hair. You got the shampoo, you got the conditioner, you got the finishing rinse, then you got the detangler. I know, it doesn't look like I use detangler, but I do. And then I have to put on my Nioxin because I'm, you know, thinning in certain areas. So I put on my Nioxin, then I put on a mousse spray, then I put on my Silk, my BioSilk treatment for the hair to make it smooth. I know, it doesn't show that I do, but I do. And then I have body spray, deodorant, lotion, moisturizer, and then the makeup. We haven't even talked about the cakes and layers of makeup, right? And then sunscreen. And then you go about your day, and then you, oh, I'll body spray some more, or I'll, you know, use your deodorant, because, you know, we're in a heat wave. And so you're putting chemicals on all day long, and your body has these pores, and they're absorbing it. So it kind of makes you wonder. There's also been a lot of theories that these endocrine disruptors in a lot of our cosmetics may be leading to our obesity. You know, I don't eat a lot of pizza. I don't eat a lot of pizza. I don't eat big meals. So if I'm not losing weight, maybe it's because my body's exposed to these chemicals. They don't really know what the hell to do, and maybe they do disrupt my metabolism. Yes, that's where I'm going with this. I'm blaming my deodorant and makeup on my having a big tushy. Yep, I said it. So will you stink if you don't use soap? Well, these people are saying, and this is coming out of The Guardian, that you could just use water. You don't necessarily have to use soap. Well, I mean, in the olden days, yeah, you would kind of like bathe in the river. You didn't necessarily use soap. Soap might make you smell better, and soap causes a lubricant in a way for you to kind of slough things off. I think dirt gets off easier with soap. But can you technically wash with water? Maybe. I mean, they could do some studies. They could use soap, and they could use water, and they could see how many microbes stay on, you know, the body. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't necessarily have to lather up 110% of their body. Maybe just the underarms and the pelvic area. You know, people ask about deodorant. When can we go deodorant free? People have really, really, you know, weird theories about deodorant. Well, you know, I hear people that don't use deodorant stink. Okay, I don't particularly like the way I smell without deodorant. But it's not even the deodorant. It's the antiperspirant. If I had to throw a medical spin on this, people that have constant sweating and moisture get skin breakdown. They could also get fungus or candida or tinea or whatever. So I don't really, from a medical standpoint, I'm never going to tell you to wear a deodorant, but I might tell you to use an antiperspirant if I think you're going to get skin breakdown from the moisture. So, you know, are there health reasons to use soap and cosmetics? Not a lot, unless we think you're being exposed to these real bad bugs that you're not going to be able to get rid of and cleanse with water. But, you know, these people do have a point. I don't particularly want to smell any one of them or scrape off any of the film they have, but they may have a point. 1-877, Doc Valley, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, this is interesting. There was an article that came out yesterday saying half of clinical trials published in these top psychiatry journals, all right, where we're going to get our evidence and our decisions, you know, when we, you know, move forward with treating people with mental illness, they say half of the clinical trials are exaggerated without the evidence to back them up. Now, many of these articles are supposed to be peer-reviewed. I thought all of them were. And I thought nothing got published unless every T was crossed and I was dotted. I's dotted and T's crossed, however you say it. But apparently, some of these things are slipping through the cracks. Apparently, in this study, researchers decided to look at six different psychiatry journals and found that more than half of them were oversold to readers because they wanted to, I guess the study authors wanted to beautify the results of the original studies. So what they did is they scanned through 116 scientific papers. And getting published, I need to kind of talk to you guys about, there's an incentive to get published. And just because you do a study doesn't mean you're going to get published. So with the incentives, is there room for error, bias? Other academics not involved with the study said what it found was depressing but not surprising. They really questioned whether it would actually affect patients. The reason why is, you know, how many doctors read every single study? The problem is the media will run with it. The media will take a study and run with it. And you know how I, you know, will tell you guys, I'm a little hesitant on this one. I'm a little doubtful, you know, of its, you know, scientific merit. Not everybody does that. When they read something online, they take it as gold. So researchers at Oklahoma State University sifted through 116 papers in six top psychology and psychiatry journals between 2012 and 2017. And they looked at the abstract of the study, which is kind of an introduction. Kind of breaks down what the scientists are going to find. And also, the abstract's a quicker way to read the study, because nobody has time to read the whole study. And then they chose only papers which had a finding that was not significantly significant, meaning the evidence was too weak to prove anything. When you guys learn statistics, there's a certain threshold when something is valid and statistically significant and not. So, like, let's say you have 100, let's say, high school students. And you introduce two chocolate bars. And 51% say they like the one chocolate bar. 49% said they like the other. It's not really statistically significant for you to say that one chocolate bar is better. Because, I mean, it was only off by one or two, and there's also room for error, and, you know, there could be, you know, somebody lying. And so, you know, for there to be a statistical significance, all right, it would have to be, you know, five people threw up from that bar. Nobody even wanted it. And so 95 of the 100 students preferred that chocolate bar. Then you're starting to look at more statistical significance. Does that make sense? Okay. And I know statisticians are probably like, no, that is not how you define it. But I'm trying to, you know, make it as kind of easy to understand as possible because I don't understand biostatistics. I did well, and I think I got an A, if I remember, but doesn't mean I, you know, understand the stuff. So 2% had exaggerated titles, 21% had misrepresented results, 49% had overblown conclusions. So some of you guys are like, well, that's what we're reading in the media all the time. You know, I you know, these headlines, this clickbait that we have, we've now discovered that it's not about the news, it's about the attraction to the website or an attraction to the journal or to the news source. And so that's what's driving a lot of news. You know, I mean, if it's hot, you know, that's not exciting. You know, so if it's hot and we're in the summer, that's not news. But if there's somebody out there that got sick from the heat, or the temperature is rising almost to record temperatures, now you can make a huge, fancy, sexy headline with that. Rising temperatures, you know, causing, you know, injury, you know, what to do so you don't die from the heat, you know, record sun-scorching temperatures, you know, prove Al Gore's climate change theory correct. I mean, that's what they will do with the headline when the real fact is it's summer and it's hot. It's summer. Summer gets hot. That doesn't sound exciting. So now, you guys go to the doctor, and you ask the doctor to check you for prostate cancer. And the doctor says, nope. Studies show it's really not, you know, there's not as much benefit, more risk. And if I don't think you're at risk, I'm not going to screen. And you're like, okay, well, wow, if that's what the studies show. Now, I'm not saying all studies are fake. This was just one study looking at psychiatric journals. But your doctor may be using these studies. Now, usually, what do we doctors do? Well, we doctors don't just take advice from one study. And study authors have to be very, very careful. They have to, in these studies, go, all right, you know, we may need to research this more. Or maybe this disease is associated with this. You know, like the first few studies that came out on smoking and a observation that people who smoke seem to not get Parkinson's as often, those study authors had to be very careful in their verbiage. Because if they wrote in their study, we suggest you smoke, that study would never get published. But then there's now the thought of, okay, whoever is publishing these, you have to please. They're looking for something. Well, they are. I mean, some of the most needed studies out there are boring as heck. You know, I told you, I would really like to see if, you know, putting people on oxygen as soon as they get a concussion prevents CTE. That'd be a cool study. But if that's not what the journal's looking for, and if it doesn't think its readers would like it and people would subscribe and, you know, companies would advertise because you have a real meaty, sexy study, they're not going to publish that study. Unless, of course, it's groundbreaking news. So it's a game. You know, I'm right now working with some medical students on studies. And writing these, doing the work and the research and coming up with the idea and coming up with your hypothesis is easy. I've done those for years in science class. Writing the paper up to make it sound college level, that's hard. I could write sixth grade to high school to early college level, but trying to write PhD level, I can't do. And these studies have to be PhD level. And, you know, it's kind of difficult, right? Especially with, you know, the way I talk. And so we're you know, kind of still getting our, you know, ducks in a row with writing these, you know, it's good data. It's a fascinating study to me. But then we have to pitch it to the journals. And then I have to, and I'm pretty good at that. I can do the pitching part. You know, this is an article on this. This is out because I know how to spin it. And I think I know how to attract what the journal want. You know, based on recent news and what's been going on with the vaccine issues and outbreaks and things like that, here is something that I think would be very relevant. And then here's our paper. So you have to pitch it. And then you get turned down. And then you get turned down. And then you keep getting turned down. And sometimes you can publish something. Sometimes you can't. But if you're in academia, if you're in the sciences, for some people to reach certain levels in their career, they have to publish. See, for me, I worked in academia, and it's like, oh, if I publish or I didn't publish, who cares? I write books. So if you write books, that's pretty damn good. But if you don't have an article that published, you need to find a study to do that'll get your butt published. Well, you see, I thought it was all about the science. I mean, I think we need to study CTE. I think we need to study autism. I think we, you know, but if that's not the flavor of the week with journals, then scientists have to find something that's going to get them published. And again, you know, I don't want to disrespect anybody that does research because, I mean, I commend them. We need research and we've had tons of amazing research. But what I'm saying is I'm not surprised because of the pressure put on a lot of professors and a lot of researchers, and with grant money and all that, there's a lot of pressure to have studies that get published. And you might have to tweak some things to get it published. You better not tweak the results. But their verbiage may be exaggerated. And that's kind of how that whole world works. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Susan Page with the USA Today says the evacuation affected a lot of people.
Thousands of people worked in that area. Hundreds of people were surely in the building at the point of the evacuation. It includes not only Gannett and USA Today, but also some other businesses that lease offices in that building.
President Trump and the First Lady are on their way to El Paso, Texas. Mayor DeMargo, a Republican, wants this visit to be non-political.
I've been trying to avoid politicizing any part of this. I don't think it's proper for the families, and it's not reflective of our community.
The mayor was speaking there on Fox News. The president will be meeting with families of victims affected by the mass murder over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I tell you, man, people just have way too much time on their hands. I guess there's a cup. Oh, my gosh. I guess there's a cup in McDonald's in Japan. And they have a drink called the McFizz. And the cup, you have a little boy on one side. And you have a little girl on the other, or I guess, and it looks like they're kissing. You know, like a little innocent kiss, right? Okay? Overall, nothing offensive. But apparently, what people are doing in Japan is manipulating the cup so that it looks like they're doing very inappropriate sex acts. And, inappropriate for kids. And it's ridiculous, but... I mean, it's just, I really don't understand why people don't have jobs, don't have other things to do. I mean, sure, this would have happened in America also. But I would, you know, suggest that, you know, rather than taking your cup and manipulating it to make it look like two kids are engaged in heinous acts, I would just drink your McFizz, okay, and go on with your day. You really can't make these stories up. All right. Universities. Which are the happiest universities and the most unhappy universities? Again, these are studies that are out there. I mean, we talked to you guys about the studies. This is a study that got published and is, it's making headlines. So, apparently Xavier University of Louisiana is the most unhappy university out there. Kept this title for two consecutive years. It's a liberal arts college in New Orleans. Described itself as the only historically black and Catholic college also in the United States. And it was a part of the Princeton University rankings under the least happy students table for 2020. And they basically rank their responses to the statement, I am happy at my school. So, do you agree with that statement or disagree? And the more students strongly disagree with the statement, the lower the university is ranked. Simmons University in Boston was second in the unhappiness table, then Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. The United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, gorgeous. You guys have to see the Naval Academy, it's amazing. They were fourth on the list of unhappy. St. John's University, a Catholic university in Queens, was next, and then came Chicago's Illinois Institute of Technology. St. John's, you'd think maybe, you know, a bunch of them would be on St. John's wort and be happier. There were 385 colleges surveyed for the Princeton Review Rankings, which compare schools by dozens of measures that include teaching, health services, college dorms. And I guess the happiest question also produces the list of the 10 happiest campuses. Auburn, University of Auburn, Alabama, won that one. American universities took 7 of the top 10 spots. Vanderbilt got number 2, Kansas State University number 3. They say the size of the student body makes no difference. Small schools and larger ones both made the cut. Another look at people with different backgrounds. Students were asked whether their campus is LGBTQ friendly and whether they think their professors are interesting and bring the material to life. In addition, students are asked about town-gown relations, how well they interact with local residents. American University took 7 of the top 10 spots. And the least happy ends up being Xavier, Simmons, Seton Hall, Naval Academy, St. John's, Illinois Institute, Pace, Queens, University of Texas at Dallas. Well, Dallas Cowboys need to have a better season. All right, I think that'll just quickly change that one. University of Tennessee, Knoxville, George Mason University, Fairfax, Virginia, Truman State University in Kirksville, Emerson College, Boston, New Jersey Institute, Newark, DeQuince University, Pittsburgh, Manhattanville College, New York, Hunter College, New York, McGill University, Montreal, Quebec, Suffolk University, Boston, and Centenary College of Louisiana, Shreveport. All right, so what does that mean for you or I? Well, all right, I don't have a whole slew of academia experience throughout the United States, but I've had my experience with academia, and oh, I love students. Oh my gosh, I love students. And the one thing I notice is there's a lot of discongruity and a big disconnect with faculty and students. And the students are really smart. They know, they pick up very quickly in class who to, respond to and who to work with. And I notice the teachers that are more friendly, that are more responsive, that are more communicative and look like they really, really care about the students, they seem to get a lot more student interaction, students come to their office, etc. The problem with that is, if the material that's being tested and the material that needs to be known is some of the heavy-duty stuff, and that's given by the professors that may not be that gregarious, you start to have a shift of priorities with students going, okay, well, I love this doctor. I want to make this doctor happy, so I'm going to ace her course. The problem is if my course or somebody else's course that's really awesome isn't what the meat of the boards is going to be, you could be actually putting your students at risk being so cool. And, you know, being so, oh, yeah, you know, let's really work on this material and get you better. And, you know, spending time with them could be awesome. They could be happier. But that might be taking them away from the hard stuff. Now, the one thing I noticed when I was in school, mind you, I've been in school for many years to become a doctor, is we would have at UNLV, because I went to UNLV for undergrad, some really brilliant, well-published PhDs who really knew their field, like physics. Really smart. Couldn't teach. So to teach and to be an expert and worthy of teaching are two different things. You know, me personally, I could teach. I've always been able to teach. I figure out how you receive information. I find the right way to feed you the information. I make sure you understand it. Boom. The only thing is do I understand calculus 4? Do I understand biostatistics? Do I understand organic chemistry? I do. Do I understand it to the point where I can actually teach a whole class? No. I need somebody smart for that, somebody super smart and well-versed in that, just like history. I love history, and I could talk about history all the time. But am I that much of a historian to teach a class? No. So you need to be dually talented, and that's rare. There are people out there, I can list them on my hand, who knows their stuff and knows how to teach it. And they're gods in this profession, in this profession. Underpaid, but they're gods. So what a university has to do is figure out, A, who could teach. B, people who can't teach, teach them how to teach. Because there's people out there that just lecture. And then when it comes to students and them being happy and all that, you know, a lot of the school could be depressing. A lot of things happen in school. All right, breakups, not being able to make money, worried about your future, struggling in class, jerk professors. And so you need to, as a university, make sure you have support. And always have those staff, those faculty that students can still talk to. Because students need that. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, people need to just calm down. So Macy's had a set of dinner plates in their stores. And it had portion control lines on it. But rather than looking really academic or mathematical, the plates were really kind of cute. It had mom's jeans as the outer line of the plate, right, in terms of that serving, like filling up the plate. Favorite jeans was kind of a little bit of the center, and then a smaller portion was skinny jeans. So if you served your food and you kept it within the skinny jeans circle, that would kind of remind you to keep your portion down. Favorite jeans, you could eat a little bit more. Mom's jeans, bigger. I think it's adorable. Adorable, and a very kind of unique way to remind you portion control. I guess there was another plate. I don't know what the inner circle was, but you had foodie and then food coma. for the larger, portions. So these were plates that had, you know, some delineation of, in demarcation of what your portion size should be. Because there was a big push, there still is, on portion sizes and how to, you know, limit your portion sizes to help lose weight, which works. I mean, if I cut all my meals in half, I lose weight. I don't have to eat a whole meal. So it makes sense. All right, so sounds good. Sounds like a great plan. Cute, good marketing. Macy's had to strip them from all 50 states. Why? Because they said that the design promoted body shaming and eating disorders. So Macy's had to now remove all sets of dinner plates. Macy's Twitter account responded last week to a tweet from, quote, Good Place, star and eating disorder activist, saying, "We appreciate you sharing this with us, and we agree that we missed the mark on this product." Now, if I had an eating disorder, now let's say I binge eat every now and then. I don't. But I could totally see myself, you know, if I am hungry and I had a bad day, I'm going to want to make my arroz con pollo a nice bowl of rice, seasoned chicken, thigh meat, and cheese. If I saw that plate, I'm not going to get insulted. Now, again, I can't speak for anybody with an eating disorder, but a plate that says skinny jeans, favorite jeans, mom jeans. Yeah, I get I'm a mom, which means my mom jeans mean I got a bigger tushy. But that's reality. It's reality. If you eat too much, you're going to gain weight. If you, make your portions smaller, you lose weight. I mean, that's a fact. Scientifically proven. So the plates, manufactured by Portions, P-O-U-R-T-I-N-S, or Portines, told Time in a statement that the plates were meant to be lighthearted on the important issue of portion control. Other social medias, thought that it was fine. But the reason why this is kind of significant is we have a huge obesity problem. And if the fear of shaming somebody is putting us in a society now, which we are, where, you know what? Big is beautiful. This is how I am. Let's idolize it. Let's embrace it. We might not work that much on our weight issues. And so I'm kind of torn. Because, I love the concept of, I was born this way. Some of us are not skinny. We will never be skinny. And we are going to have curves. And I love how somebody like me, with curves, could have a place in beautiful society. I like that. All right? Some people find curves attractive. And I love that that's out there. Okay? I think that's great. And I love how we have models that have struggled with their weight, but their beauty can still be identified and exalted and revered. Because we have a lot of beautiful people out there, men and women, that are overweight. Okay? But we have an obesity issue, and we have a health crisis. We have kids that are too fat to join the army. We have kids that can't run a mile in school. We have people that can't go up the stairs. We have major health issues like sleep apnea, that's due to weight, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, arthritis. Our medical costs are skyrocketing because we have a growing obese population. And when are we going to put political correctness aside and just say, guys, if you want to lose weight, this is what you do? But if we can't even have these plates that make a lighthearted attempt to remind you how to do your portions in an attempt to help the obesity crisis, if they can't do that without being accused of fat shaming, we are never going to fight this obesity crisis. I mean, are the calorie counts that the ACA demanded and required on menus, are those fat shaming? Because you're picking a meal that has almost 1,000 calories? Is that considered fat shaming? No, that's okay. So basically, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. If somebody thinks what you're doing is okay or political, they'll let it slide. But if somebody goes, no, 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 that's insulting, you have to cut it. And, you know, we talked about how somebody at Google got fired because he was in some memo, and I'm not exactly sure why he decided to memoize it, but, you know, he talked about women being underpaid, but he talked about that there are differences in men and women. And there are. I mean, there are differences in men and women. You don't have to say they're better or worse, but, you know, women are different than men. Women produce milk, men don't. Women have a period, men don't. All right? XX chromosome, XY. We're different. But he got fired. Because that was considered inflammatory. I mean, you know, as a person of science, we have to be able to freely, you know, talk about differences. I mean, I talked to you guys about how in medicine, I need to know, right, if whether you're male, female, transgender, cisgender, I need to know if you have ovaries or if you have testicles. Because I'm responsible for those ovaries and testicles. If you start getting a mass or weight loss or some sort of pain, I need to know and do a study to make sure I need to know the organs in your body. I also need to realize that Caucasians may have different pharmacokinetics than African Americans, than Hispanics. And so I might need to use blood pressure medicine differently. I may need to approach prostate cancer differently. Remember I told you there was a study saying, you can watch and wait with prostate cancer? And I said, nah, not on black men. On black men, you can't watch and wait. It could be more aggressive. You will kill people if you watch and wait and just treat everybody the same. And then a study came out later going, with black men, prostate cancer could be more aggressive. So in medicine, we have to embrace race. In medicine, we have to be honest about us being different and us having unique qualities. I'm different from other women because I have different genetic backgrounds. I have a different weight. I have different risk factors. Us being different is, I mean, who we are. And if we're trying to make us all, you know, one type of robot, we're going to be doing us a disservice with a lot of health issues. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.